Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Beis. And we begin three lines from the top, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, with the words Tanur Rabbanan. Now we're going to quote a Braisa. The Braisa says, Uva Aaron el Ohel Moed. Aaron comes into the Ohel Moed. And the Gemara asks, Lamuva, for what purpose is he going into the Ohel Moed? So the Gemara answers, Eino ba elo lahutzi esakaf v'esamachta. He's going inside, lifnai v'lifnim, inside the Holy of Holies, inside the Heichal. Heichal is again divided up into the outer part, which is the Kodesh, inner part with the Kodesh Kodeshim, which is known as lifnai v'lifnim, and he's going to recover the kaf and the machta, that was what he brought the incense inside to the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, to burn the special incense inside the Holy of Holies. Again, we mentioned earlier in the Masechta already that this was a major machlokes between the Tzdukim and us. The Tzdukim said that you have to have the incense lit beforehand, so you're coming in there with a cloud of smoke, and of course the halacha is that you light it inside there. So that was a complicated procedure that involved bringing in the kaf and the machta. The kaf included the incense that he was bringing in, the blowchofnov of the Kohen Gadol, and the machta with the coals. He then put the coals out, and he put the incense on top of the coals, and he lit the incense inside the Holy of Holies. And he then came out, but he didn't bring out the kaf and the machta, and therefore they were left inside. And after he did the rest of the avoda of the day, he went back inside to recover the kaf and the machta before he did the carbon tomid shobein harbayim, the afternoon carbon tomid. And that's what the Gemara is now going to tell us. He came back inside the Holy of Holies to get the kaf and the machta. And the girsa that we have is shekol, but it says on the Msar Sashas that it should be vikol haparisha kula nemra ala seder. The entire order of the Yom Kippur service is given in order, chutz mi pasuk zeh, with the exception of this pasuk, and therefore it is coming to teach us that he has to do an extra separate trip inside the lifnai v'lifnim. And the Gemara says, my taima. What's the reason for that? Because Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, we have the following as the halacha, that Chomesh Tvilos Vasari Kiddushin Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bo Bayom. There have to be 10 times that he's doing the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and 5 times that he immerses himself in the mikvah. And if he had taken out the kaf and the machta after it was lit, which would be difficult because it was very hot, so he couldn't take it out right then. But if he had taken it out right then, v'kisidron, and if you followed along in the order of the psukim, so then he would have done the carbon tomid in the big day zahav. He would have gone inside with the white garments. He would have switched to the linen garments, the 4 garments, to bring the incense inside. And if he had taken out the kaf and the machta, he then would have just changed one more time back into the golden garments and done the rest of the avoda of the day. So the Ikisidron, if you didn't have this pasuk coming to teach us this din, so then lo mishkachas lu elo shalosh tvilos v'shisha kiddushin, then it only would have been 3 times that he would have had to immerse, because he had the golden garments, then the white garments, and then the golden garments. There would only have been 3 immersions, and each immersion came with 2 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, so there only would have been 3 and 6, but we had a kabbalah. We had this Gemiri that there is a total of 5 immersions and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and that's why this Pasuk is teaching us this din. Now we're going to bring down a new Braisa that, again, rediscusses a lot of what we said. We're going to have 2 opinions. First is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who is a contemporary of Rabbi Meir. And then we'll have Braisa will tell us about Rebbe. Now this is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Don't get confused with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, which is Rebbe. Rebbe lived a generation after that. This Braisa is going to give each of their reasonings why we have 5 immersions on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol and 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And we're going to see that they overlap. The 2 Braises don't contradict each other, but they're not saying the identical drushos. So with that little overview, now let's go to the first braisa. Tanya, we learn in the braisa of Rabbi Yehuda says, "Minayin l'chomish tvilos v'asari kiddushin." Where do we know? What's the allusion over here to having this 5 tvilos in the mikvah and the 10 kiddush yadayim raglayim shetovel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo bayom that needed to be done on Yom Kippur? So Talmud Lomer, he says this is based upon the psukim where it says, "Ubo Aharon el ohel moed." Aaron goes into the Ohel Moed, that's into the Heichal, and he takes off the Big Day Bad, those are the 4 white garments. And then the next pasuk says, Virachatz, now it actually says Virachatz es bisaro, but Virachatz bisaro b'mayim b'makom kadosh. V'lavash es bigado v'yotzo v'yoso. So this pasuk tells us that he has to go immerse himself in the mikvah, ruchatz espesarob mayim, and he has to do this malakum kadosh in the azara, and then he puts on the lavashes begav the yatzav yasa, and then he puts on the other garments, the golden garments, and goes and does the rest of the avoda that we have described a little bit previously, and we'll describe more later in the Masechta. So what do we see from here? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Holamadita." You see from here, "Shekolam ishana miavoda liavoda." Anytime a person changes from one avoda to another avoda, he has to go and immerse himself. Ta'un tvila. Now we'll darshan and explain this a little bit more in a moment. This is the first part of the brisa. We'll go and analyze this in a moment. Now we have another brisa. Omer Rabbi. Rabbi tells us again. This is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And he says, "Minayin luchamish tefilos v'asar kiddushin." Again, he also is going to derive, how do we know that there are five tefilos, five immersions in the mikveh, and 10 times he's doing kiddush adayim raglayim? So he brings a different series of psukim. How do we know that this is done? Shetov v'kohen gadol mekadosh bo bayom, shenemar kisonis bat kodesh yulbosh. He has to go and put on the ksonis bat, that's the white garments. Umichnase bat, those are the white garments. Again, the ksonis bat is the tunic or shirt that he wears, and the nuksi bat are the pants that he wears. And then it tells us about the abne and the mitznefes, the belt of abne bad yachgor, he wears the linen belt, over mitznefes bad yitzdof, and he wears the hat, also of linen. And then, bigde kodeshem, it tells us that these are the holy garments that he wears, and v'ruachatz v'mayimis besaro ulevesham. Before he puts them on, he goes into the mikvah, and then afterwards he puts them on. So Rebbe says, holomadati yisuri from here, shekol mishana miavoda liavoda, ton tefila. Whenever you're changing from one avoda to the other, you're putting on the different garments, it requires an immersion in the mikvah, and v'omer, it says, big de kodeshem. So this is teaching us, hukshu kol abagodim kulam zelazeth. Obviously, these were big de kodesh, so these are extra words. So why does it tell us this? So it comes to teach us that we'll make yish over here all of the different begodim, the gold begodim and the white begodim, the linen begodim. So it teaches us that the same thing applies to all of them. So this is the source for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Rabbi. Now the Gemara continues and it tells us the chamesh avodos hein, there are five separate avodos, classes or groups of avoda that the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur. Now it doesn't start with the Trumas HaDeshen because that really was done in the nighttime. So sometimes it's done even early in the nighttime. So therefore that's not included over here in the avoda of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, even though according to some he had to do that. In any event, we start off with the first avoda is Tomit Shel Shachar Bibig Dizov. He wears his regular 8 garments, the golden garments that the Kohen Gadol normally wears, and he does the carbon Tomit. Then he does Avodas Hayom. He goes and brings the par and the sar Shal Yom Kippur. So those he has to do, and those are the blood applications of the Lifnai V'Lifnim, as well as they're done Lifnim inside the Heichal. They're done on the Inner Mizbeach as well. And then the Shrayim are going to be put on the Outer Mizbeach. And there is also other activities that are done with the soil Azazel. So all of this is done while he's wearing the white garments. Now, Avodas Hayom B'Vigdei Lavan. Then it says, Elo ve'el ha'om bevigdei zahav. Then he goes and switches back into the golden garments, and he does his own ayil, and he also does the ayil for the nation, and he does the carbon musaf for the nation, for all of the people, and therefore, these are all done with the regular Kohen Gadol's 8 garments, the golden garments. Then he goes back inside, like we just pointed out before, to retrieve the machta and the kaf. Kaf v'machto b'vigdei lavan. Since he's going lifnai v'lifnim, he has to wear the white garments, and he now brings them out. And then he switches one last time, because he has to do the tamid shebein arbayim, he has to switch back into the golden garments, so tamid shebein arbayim b'vigdei zahav. So this is the 5 avodas. It starts with gold, goes to white linen. It goes back to gold, goes to white linen, and then ends up with gold. And that's the 5 times that he's going to have immersions and the 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Now, where it says, Uminayin shekol tefila utefila tzricha shnei kiddushin. How do we know? Each time he immerses himself in the mikvah, it's attached to 2 kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Where is that from? So this is a drush we had the other day, Talmud Lomer. The psukim tell us, Uposhat v'rochatz v'lovash. Now, yesterday we had the 2nd v'rochatz in parentheses. Here we don't. I'm not sure why. But again, it never says v'rochatz twice. But v'rochatz is in between the pasuk upashat, and in between, after that, is the pasuk v'lovash. So we darshin it out as if upashat v'rochatz go together. So when you take off the clothing, pashat means to take off the clothing, you have to do rechitza, you have to do a tefillah. And likewise, the rochatz also goes on the v'lovash afterwards, when you put on the clothing. So there's a kiddush shadayim v'raglayim that is required when you take off the clothing, and there's a kiddush shadayim v'raglayim that's required when you put on the clothing. So pashat v'rochatz, and then we double up the word v'rochatz to tell us it's also reflexive on v'lovash. So therefore, this is how we know that you have to have both. When the pshita and the levisha, they require kiddush shadayim v'raglayim, that's two for every immersion. Rabbi Elazar but Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's a kal v'chomer. He says, "Uma b'makom she'ein ton tvi'la." If in a situation where you don't have to require tvi'la, what is that? So Rashi tells us all the way at the bottom, "Kol yimos hashana habo la'avot ein ton tvi'la min haTorah elam divrei sofrim liskar tuma yishana." So this is going according to the opinion that we had that it's srach tvi'la; it's only derabbanan. To remind you, in case you had a tumah yeshana, and that will remind you to go to the mikvah. So here, it's only a din derabbanan. So the rest of the year, if you go inside to do an avoda, you're not obligated to have gone to the mikvah first. So if, this is what the Gemara is telling us, is the kal v'chomer according to the laws of Rav Shimon, u'ma b'makum she'ein ton tefillah, normally you do not require tefillah to go inside the Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, it's always a din daraisa that you have to go and do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, because the pasuk tells us, so that's what Rashi explains over here. It always requires this. And therefore, so we always have kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, even when we don't have a tefillah. So certainly, mokum shetom tefillah, certainly if you require tefillah, enudin shetom kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So you have to do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The Gemara says, imalahalun kiddush echad, if the din is the rest of the year, you only have to do one kiddush, so maybe over here too, avkan kiddush echad only. So that's why Talmud Lomar, we have the pasuk that says, "Ubo Aaron el Ohel Moed, ufashadis b'abad asher lavash." So the words asher lavash are extra. Of course, you take off the clothing that you're wearing. Why do you have to tell me, ufashadis b'abad, you take off the clothing that you're wearing? What other clothing would you take off? So my Talmud Lomar asher lavash. So therefore, klum adam poshet el amash lavash. Does a person ever take off something that he's not wearing? So of course not. Therefore, it's brought lahakish pshita lulavisha to compare that just like you have to do a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim when you take off the clothing, so too you have to take a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim lulavisha when you put on the clothing. So that's how Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon darshins this out through this kal v'chomer. Ma lulavisha ton kiddush. So you have to do a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim when you put on the clothing, so too af pshita ton kiddush. Now, we really should have, I'm not sure why we don't, an Omar Mar over here, because we're now going to re-quote the Braisa that we just brought down earlier in the shiur today. And normally when you re-quote something, you have Omar Mar. In any event, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, we're re-quoting exactly what we had previously. How do we know that there are these five tefillos in the mikvah and the 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol? So Talmud Lomar, we brought this down earlier because of the extra words, Ubarah and Elohim Moed. So that comes to teach me, whenever you're going to change your begadim, you have to go and immerse yourself in the mikvah. So that's what we learned earlier in the shir, and we just re-quoted it. Now the Gemara is going to question this. Gemara says, that's great. You see from this statement of Rabbi Yehuda in this braisa, Ashechon mimigdei lovon libigdei zav. It's talking about Uvar Aaron Eloh Moed, and he's taking off his white garments and putting on the gold garments. So we see that when you're going from taking off the white garments to putting on the gold garments, you have to go and do the two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Got it. No problem. Rabbi Yehuda, you're clear that when you're going from white to gold, you have to go and do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But how do we know? How do you know that the opposite is true? That you're taking off from the gold and putting on the white garments, that you also have to do a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's not from this pasuk. So we turn to Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, and here we have the answer to that. Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, they learn the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, that's a kal v'chomer as well. Ma big day zov. If when you're going from big day lovin to big day zov, she'ein koin nichnas behen lefnai v'lefnim, that a koin gadol doesn't go inside lefnai v'lefnim with his big day zov. Nevertheless, you're telling me tohen tefillah, you have to have a tefillah and the two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So certainly, big day lovin she'nichnas behen lefnai v'lefnim ein odin she'tohen tefillah. So certainly, the other way around, when you're putting on the clothing that allows you to go lefnai v'lefnim, certainly that should require a tefillah and the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Ika lemifrach, one could argue, mala big days of shekein kaparoson miruba. The big days of have a tremendous kapara. It's a lot of kapara. And the big day lava do not. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi explains that kaparos and meruba in the very top Rashi, shemishamesh b'hen kol yemos hashana. It's used all year long. However, aval avodas pnim the yom hakipurim ena mechaperis elo al tumas mikdash v'kardoshav. That the opinion of Rashi is that the only thing that the white garments are used for is to do the service inside the avoda lifnai v'lifnim. That's to be mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kodoshav. If somebody were to enter into the base of mikdash area, we're not allowed to go when you're tamei. So this avoda on Yom Kippur is mechaper for you. So therefore, the avoda in the white garments is a one specific avoda, as opposed to the rest of the year, it's mechaper on all different types of sins that a person has done. So therefore, that's what Rashi says: kaparasa miruba for the golden garments, as opposed to the white garments. Tosfos Yeshanim over here, sheken kaparasa miruba, disagrees, and others as well, and they say this doesn't mean that Rashi, it doesn't make sense, because when you're wearing the white garments, it's also for the soira lazazel, which is mechaper in all the sins of all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, they understand this kaparasa meruba pirish shekein mechaprim harbe kol hashana kula. It means that it functions, the golden garments, the kohen gadol wears them the rest of the year, all 354 days, other than Yom Kippur, he wears the golden garments. Only on Yom Kippur does he wear the golden garments and the white garments. So that's what it means, kaparasa and meruba. In any event, that slugs up the Kal v'chomer. You're telling me, okay, the white garments let you go lifnai v'lifnim, and the golden garments don't. So therefore, if you put on the golden garments, you have to go to the mikvah. Certainly, when you put on the white garments, you have to go to the mikvah. But we could slug that up by saying, well, the white garments, it's only one day a year. Maybe not so chashuv compared to the golden garments that you want every day. So Gemara says, Taka, you're right. Elo, the Gemara says, Elo nafka lo mi de Rebbe. So they use, Rebbe Yehuda uses what Rebbe Yehuda Nasi brought down, the drasha we had early in the year as well, that said, Sonis bat kodesh yulbash. V'rochatz v'mayim es v'sro uveisham. So therefore, Rashi brings down over here that it's coming from that drasha that Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe, had taught us. So Rabbi Yehuda also uses that drasha. So he first uses his drasha to tell me when you're going from white to gold, you have to go immerse yourself and do the kishud ayin raglayim. And then he uses Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's drasha to tell me that when you're going from gold to white, you also have to go and immerse yourself in the mikvah and do kishud ayin raglayim. Oh, so this, we're now done with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We understand why you need the immersions going from white to gold and from gold to white. Now we discuss the second brisa. Again, it should be Omar Mar over here, but it's not. I don't know why. And now we requote what we had earlier in the shir, Omar Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, he tells us, Minayin l'chomish tefilos asar kiddushin, why do we have the five tefilos in the asar kiddushin, shetov l'kohen gadol, b'kaddish bo b'yom, that the kohen gadol has to do Yom Kippur, Talmud lomar, kisonis bat kodesh yilbosh. What do you need that for? Holu marita, shekol ha-mishanim yavoda, liavoda, sheton tefila. We already know that you have to go and do this. So therefore, this is extra, and it comes to tell me that when you're going from the gold garments to the white garments, you have to go and immerse yourself and do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Oh, very good. Where it says, same questions we asked before in Rabbi Yehuda, now we ask it the other way. Ashkel mi big days all the big day loving. So this pasuk that Rebbe just brought down tells me when you're going from gold to white, you have to go to the mikvah and do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Mi big day loving, the big days all minayin. How do we know the other way around? Lovin to gold. How do we know that? So that we learn now from the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel. They learn the base manager Rabbi Shmuel. Kal v'chomer. This is a different Kal v'chomer. Ma big day lovin she'ain kaparos and meruba. It's the exact opposite of what we said before. The big day lovin only have either one day a year, or it's only mechaper, like Rashi says, on a limited kapara, only on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, nevertheless, tunin tefillah. So certainly, the big days of when you're switching from the white to the gold, shekaparos meruba, the gold does so many things. Certainly, eino din shetun in tefillah. Certainly, you should have to go and immerse yourself in the mikvah when you're putting on the golden garments. But the Gemara says, no, you could shlug this up the exact same way we proved it before. Now we use that as a shlugging it up. Ikal mifrach mala big day lovin shekein nichlas b'am l'flai v'lefnim. Whoa, the big day lovin, you're going inside the holy of holies. So therefore, maybe that's why it needs a tefillah. But who says when you're putting on just, quote, the golden garments and only using the azara, maybe it doesn't require a tefillah in the mikvah. So where it says, Taki, you're right. Hayinu diktani. That's why Rebbe had to add on. Now, the pasuk that we have over here, some aren't even gorisit. The Rasha says, don't be goris this at all. So he says the real drush is from the big day kodesh hein. So the Omer, big day kodesh hein. This was unnecessary. So when you're telling me that it's big day kodesh hein, so that's the drusha to tell me that any big day kodesh, even the golden garments, are requiring the immersion in the mikveh before you put them on. Now, if you are goris the pasuk over here, so those that are goris it, so they say, if you can see this, and some of them are farshim, they say that this is the wrong pasuk. It's not v'rachatz es b'saro b'mayim. It's v'rachatz b'mayim es b'saro ulevei shom. But that's not really the drasha. The drasha really comes from big day kodeshim, and some aren't goris any part of the rest of the pasuk. Okay, so now we've solved how Rabbi Yehuda, he learns out both from white to gold and gold to white. We learned out how Rabbi learns out from gold to white and white to gold. Great, we're all set right now. And now the Gemara continues. The Chomesh Avodos, saying there are five Avodos we just darshaned earlier in the shiur today as well. We said the first one is the Tamid Shel Shachar B'Vidizov. The Kohen Gadol wears the golden garments when he brings the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. And then the Avodah Hayom B'Vigdei Lavon. He does the Lefnai V'Lefnim Avodah of the Par and the Sor LaShem. So he does those as well as the Sor LaZazel. So that's all done with the white garments. And Elo, the Elo'om, he does his own ayil, and the ayil for the people, and the other Korban Musafs, but Vigdei Zohav, he wears the golden garments for that. And he has to go take off the golden garments and go retrieve the kaf, and the machto, the Vigdei Lovin. When he did the incense, also lifnai v'lifnim, so he goes and retrieves that. And then, after that, he puts back on the golden garments, the Tomei Shobein Arbayim, the Vigdei Zohav. So therefore, he has those five immersions for these five times that he switches and puts on the gold, to the white, to the gold, to the white, back to the gold. And how do we know that each one has to have a kiddush yudayim raglayim? Talmud lomar, because the pasuk says, and then we dashed this all before, parshat v'rochatz, and then the word v'rochatz is reflexive, v'rochatz v'lovash, it goes on the latter part as well. And we said that just like you do it for the levisha, you do it for the pshita. Again, there should have been an omar mar over here. I don't know why we don't have that on this whole daf. In any event, now we go and discuss this part of the Braisa. Gemara says, "Hi, betvilah ksiv. How can you tell me that this last part, uparshat v'rochatz, v'rochatz v'lovash, is going on the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? That actually is going on the immersion in the mikvah. That's going on the tefillah. So how can you tell me it's going on the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim?" So the Gemara says, this is a very, very important type of drasha system that we have in the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. Emeinu in lezeh, tneyu inyan lezeh. If you can't use something for this, so then use it for that. In other words, if you don't need the drasha for the way it seems to sound, so you take that drasha and you use it for something else. So where is this? If you don't need it for the tefillah, because the pasuk already taught me, the nafkalei mi big day kodesh heim, so therefore I don't need it for telling me that this is a tefillah, so tineyu le'inyan kiddush, inyan le'kiddush. So therefore, I can use it to tell me the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So why didn't the Gemara say it directly by the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? V'luchtavei Rachmana v'loshun Kiddush instead of v'loshun Rechitza. The Gemara says, no, that's the whole reason the Kiddush is, HaKamashwal is coming to teach me the Tefillah ki Kiddush, that the Tefillah and the Kiddush have the same halachos. Ma Kiddush v'lochum Kadosh, just like the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim has to be in the Azara, so too av Tefillah v'lochum Kadosh. So too, the immersions in the mikvah, the Kohen Gadol, have to also be in the Azara. Now Rashi points out the one exception to that is the first one, which is done outside the Azara before he comes inside, so he does that tefillah. But Rashi says that that is not a chiyuv daraisa. Rashi is holding like this is the opinion that we brought down, that it's a srach tefillah from Rabbi Yehuda from a few days ago this year. Others disagree with this Rashi and say, no, this is halach l'moshe b'sinai, and they darshi this out a little bit differently, but not for right now. In any event, this Lashon of Rechitzos to come to compare the Tefillah and the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that both of them have to be done in the Azara. No, Rabbi Yehuda, Kiddush Minole, this isn't the drasha for Rabbi Yehuda. He used these psukim for something else, as we just said a few minutes ago. So what does he learn out the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from? So Nafkalei, Medir Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon. He learns it out from the drasha, the Kavachom that we just brought down, Asher Lavash. Those words are extra. Of course, you take off the clothing, Asher Lavash. So that was the drasha that Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon said. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda uses that drasha as well. Furthermore, Amar Rebbe Chista says, Hod Rebbe, this drasha that Rebbe gave us is different than the drasha of Reb Meir and the Chachamim. So it seems like there's a third opinion over here, which we'll now explain. Mafko mi de Rebbe Meir, umafko mi de Rabbanon. It's different than the drasha of Reb Meir, and it's different than the drasha of Rabbanon. What are these drashas? So mafko mi de Rabbanon. We start off with the Rabbanon's drasha. Why is Rebbe different than that? Because the Rabbanon hold as follows. Dilu Rabbanon Amre, kishu lovush bekadesh. The Chachamim's opinion is that when you are wearing the garments, that's when you do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. You have to be wearing garments to do it. V'iyu, but Rebbe holds, Amar kishu poshet bekadesh. He says, after you take off the garments, that's when you do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Now, obviously, Rav Chisda says that Rebbe's drasha is clearly different than the opinion of the Chachamim. It's also different than the opinion of Rav Meir. Well, ma'afkum the Rav Meir. What does Rav Meir say? Dilu Rav Meir amar hach kiddush basra kishu lavush mekadesh. Rav Meir holds that the kiddush basra, the kiddush that you're doing after you put on the begadim, so that is when you're dressed. Albeit the one that you're doing when you take off the clothing, that is, you're not dressed when you do that kiddush adayim v'raglayim. But Rebbe holds Yehu Omar kishu poshet mekadesh. He says that both times you're not dressed. So again, the opinion, according to Rav Chisda, of Rebbe is not like Reb Meir, nor is it like the Rabbanon. Again, the Rabbanon holds that you're dressed for both of them. Rebbe Meir holds that you're dressed for one of them and you're not dressed for the other one. And Rebbe holds that you're undressed for both of them. So therefore, Rebbe clearly isn't in accord with either Reb Meir or the Rabbanon. However, that's Rav Chisda's understanding. Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, no. Hakol modim b'kiddusheini. Everybody agrees, even Rebbe, that when you're dealing over here with the second kiddush adayim v'raglayim, that you do that after you're dressed, shalovesh, and only afterwards v'achakach mekadesh. Why? Why does everybody agree to that? My tama, because the Omer Kor, the pasuk says, over gishtam al mizbeach. When you go to the mizbeach, now misha ainu mechusar elagisha. Obviously, you can't be lacking anything other than going to the Mizbeach. You do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim right before you do Ovi Yishtom Al Mizbeach. In other words, Mishenu Mechusar Elegisha. The only thing that you could be lacking is going to the Mizbeach. Obviously, you've already gotten dressed and you do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. This would therefore not include somebody that hasn't yet put on his clothing and can't do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So therefore, everybody agrees, all three opinions, Rebbe, Rav Meir, and the Chachamim Rav Meir, they all agree that you get dressed, and only then do you do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and then you're not lacking anything over Gishtam Al Mizbeach. So everybody agrees, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that at least the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is when you're fully dressed. Based upon this, Amalei Rav Acha, B'rei the Rav, L'Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, who's the son of Rav, says to Rav Ashi, Lo Rav Chisda, Isle L'Rav Acha, and Lo Rav Acha Isle the Rav Chisda. Neither one of these two can be in accord with the other one. The statement that Rav Chisda made can't be in accord with the statement that Rav Acha made. The statement that Rav Acha made can't be in accord with the statement of Rav Chisda, because, as we just said, Rav Chisda doesn't hold from Rav Acha, and therefore Rav Chisda must hold that Rebbe says that you have to do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim when you're absolutely undressed. So you must do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim when you're undressed. Whereas Rav Acha said that you absolutely have to do the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim after you're dressed. So if Rebbe were to hold both like Rav Chisda and like Rav Acha, what would happen would be then there would have to be three Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. One when you take off the clothing, one before you put on the clothing, and one after you put on the clothing. So therefore, if Rav Chisda and Rav Acha were together, so then Rebbe would have to have Dim Kain L'Rebbe Habulei Chadmisar Kiddushim. He would have to have three Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim for every Tefillah, so 3 times 5 would be 15. Since there's nobody that holds, you have 15, so obviously Rebbe can't hold like both Rav Acha and Rav Chisda say he does. Obviously, they're incompatible with each other, otherwise Rebbe would have 15 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Okay, that was a little bit complicated. Hopefully it was clear, and now we go back to it. We quote the next piece of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Heviu lo es atomid karatzo v'chulei." They bring to the Kohen Gadol the carbon tomid, and he goes and shechs it, which we use the lashon of karatzo, which meant that we said that you cut through the majority of both the trachea and the esophagus, the windpipe and the food pipe, what are known as the kana and the voshet. My kratzo, where we ask, what does kratzo mean? I already told you it means shchita. So ama'ula, it means lishna de ktalu. It means the killing, the lashon of shchita. And Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, where do we know this is based? What do we know the word kratzo means to shech? Mikra, what's it based upon? So it's brought down from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu where it says, Egla yefei pia Mitzrayim keretz mitzafon ba va. So Mitzrayim is referred to as a nice egla, but it's going to be destroyed. Keretz mitzafon ba va. A keretz is going to come from the north. What does that mean? My mashma, kidimatagim Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was blind, and there is a sheet that it says that a blind person can't learn Torah Shebichsav, because Torah Shebichsav must be read, it must be learned from inside. You can't do it outside. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, so he became an expert on the Targum. There are different, slight versions of, different of the Targum, so he was an expert and knew how to translate them properly. So that's why you find throughout Shas, kidimatagim Rabbi Yosef. And here he teaches this pasuk that we just wrote down from Miriam. He said in the Targum, Malka Yoe Hava Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim is considered very nice, very Yoe, which means nice, and Amimin Kotolin, and he darshan the word Keretz Mitzafon, a nation of killers is going to come, Mitzipuna, from the Tzafon, Yesin Allah will attack them. So therefore we see that the Lashon of Keretz comes from Ktala to kill, to Shech. Now, Kiratzo Bekama, how much do he have to go and actually shecht with this lashon that we call Kiratzo? So Ma'ula, tells us the din. I've already mentioned the number of times, Berov Shnaim, he has to cut the majority of the trachea and the esophagus. And similarly, V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan, Berov Shnaim, says the same thing, it has to be the majority of the trachea and the esophagus. V'yafresh Lakish Sava Berov Shonayim, so too Resh Lakish says he has to cut the majority of the two pipes. Because the Amar Reish Lakish says, Kimiyacha Shoshaninu Rubo Shalachot Kamau, because we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin, where it tells us that when you're dealing with Chulin animals, so as soon as you went through Rubo Shalachot Kamau, and you do the other one just like it, so that's a perfectly kashura shchita. You just have to do the Rov of both the trachea and the esophagus. So, Lomo Shoninu, why does it then say over there, Rov Echod Be'of, Rov Shnai Be'ema? Why does it repeat itself and tell us that you need to do Rov of a single pipe in a bird, either one, and in a Be'ema, you have to do Rov of Shnayim? It seems to be unnecessary, repetitive. So, therefore, the Gemara says, no, Lefisha Shoninu, hey, that's for our Gemara. Hey, Viu Lo Es HaTomit. It tells us that the Kohen Gadol has brought the Karban Tomit on Yom Kippur, and he does the partial shchita called Kratzo, which again is a kosher shchita in and of itself. So kratzo, he does 50%+ of each pipe, and then another coin comes along, and somebody else finishes off the shchita, which the Gemara will discuss in a moment why that was necessary. The kibbal asadam was rako, and because the kohen gadol has to go do the kabbalah, so therefore he doesn't complete the shchita, he does the halachically required shchita. He then lets somebody else finish off the shchita, as we said already several times, and then he does the kabbalah. He takes a klisharis and collects the lifeblood to go and bring it to the mizbeach to do the applications. The kibbal asadam was rako. Now, I might have thought that if you didn't finish the shchita, if you didn't do the rest of the shchita, it would be pasul, and therefore, that's why the end of the Mishnah in Chulin tells us Virov Shnayim Bebehema, to tell us the din applies as well by Kachin. That Mishnah was talking about by Chulin, and the end of it is to tell us that the same din applies by Kachin. You might have thought maybe Kachin require more. Therefore, it tells us, no, a Kashur Shchita is just 50%+ of each of the two pipes. Now, the Gemara interrupts our discussion and says, Yachol lo Meirak, the apostle, why would you think that if he didn't finish off the shchita called Meirak, the apostle, what would be the havamina to say that that was a requirement? Because I'll show you, if it was a requirement, then how could somebody else do it? If, in fact, in Cain havi le avoda bi acher, if, in fact, it was required, so then, if the Kohen Gadol didn't do it, you're saying this other person did it, so the Kohen Gadol could do the Kabbalah, then it wouldn't be kosher. Because, now the Yisra we have is Tnan, but it's actually a Braisa, and this Braisa is from the Gemara in Chulin as well, where it tells us, Kol Avoda Shom HaKippur, Menem Ksheris HaLabal. Kohen Gadol has to do anything that is called an Avoda on Yom Kippur. And therefore, if this finishing off of the Shechita was in fact required, so then it would be not allowed to be done by another Kohen. So therefore, why are you telling me that I had a hada meaning to think that the Meirak could be done by somebody else, that that would be not good? And therefore, you have to tell me in this Mishnah in Chulin that it is good. Why would I have a hava meaning that it's not good? if the Kohen Gadol didn't do the Meirach. If it required the Kohen Gadol to do it, then it must be done by the Kohen Gadol. So we're going to say, so this is what Reish Lakish really answered. You're right. On a deraisa level, there's absolutely no requirement for it. But I might have thought, because of Chibas HaKodesh, because of our interest over here in doing everything perfect, as Rashi says, the whole purpose of doing the Shechita is to get the dam. So I might have thought, Pasul midirabanan. And the Chitanan Rubo Shel Echot Kamo Bechulin Tanan. That's really only for Chulin. And it wouldn't apply to Kachim. That's why the Mishnah Chulin had to add on and say, Lekach Shaninu Rov Echot Ba'of Rov Shnayim Bebehema, to tell me that it applies to Kachim as well. No. If the bottom line is that the Meirak is not needed on a Daraisa or the Rabbanon level, it's not even required on a Rabbanon level, so lamali amarek. So why bother doing it at all? Let the Kohen Gadol do the Kratzo. He does 50%+ on each pipe and stop. So Gemara says, no, mitzvah lamarek. Even though there's no chiyuv to do so, and not even with the Rabbanan, but Rashi points out, kidei lahotzi es hadam yofeh, you want all the blood to come out really well. So while there is no obligation to do it, it's a good thing to do it, but since it's not an avoda, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do it, and in fact, it's difficult for him to do it because he wants to do the Kabbalah already, so therefore let another Kohen finish it off so the dam can come out very, very well. This is a very good break point for us. With this, we conclude today's shiur.